Welcome to worship on this fourth and final Sunday of Advent 2020. A reminder, we're planning a Zoom Christmas Eve service this week. With the lessons learned from Thanksgiving Eve, we are providing earphones to be used rather than computer speakers. If you need a set, they're down at the entrance to the vestry. If you're not in church this morning and you need a set, you can come by and for food bank tomorrow. Laurie or Bill can give you one if you drop in. The news this week is not good. Oxford County remains in a yellow status for schools due to the high positivity rate and new cases per capita. We should all be concerned about what is nothing short of explosive growth in rates in the county. Nursing homes account for some of that, but much is simply all of us taking too many risks or just not paying attention. This is very real and deadly. Now, we'll see how the county continues to do over the next week plus. But there's a real chance we'll need to close for in-person worship soon, either because we will elect because the county is so bad that we need to do that, or the state may mandate it. Masks are mandatory in public now all over the state. And perhaps what we can do for public health and the common good is that if we are confronted with a situation where there are unmasked people, particularly indoors, we should just walk away. I'm sure that everyone is aware of the start of vaccinations with the Pfizer vaccine last week and the start of the Moderna vaccinations this week, likely. And that's all good news, even though the actual numbers are low due to supply. Equally good news is that Johnson & Johnson's conventional vaccine Phase 3 trial is fully enrolled and bigger than either Pfizer or Moderna's, and it's now ongoing. J&J is hoping for sufficient data to get FDA approval in late January for a February rollout. Now, I talk about this, and it's significant, because the current trial is for a single dose, while a two-dose trial is starting also. It's a conventional vaccine vector, which makes it easier to store and ship, and the government has huge, or the company has huge manufacturing capacity. The federal government has purchased 100 million doses of this vaccine and has an option on another 200 million. So the good news is that if this Phase 3 trial is good, the company's output can meet most of the remaining American needs after the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine stocks are exhausted. But in the meantime, we need to be careful and take care of each other, and we need to remember that the timeline extends well into late spring, summer. Let's prepare to worship God. So let's join in the call to worship. And this is Mary's song in the Gospel of Luke. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. According to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants, forever. Now let's share in the lighting of the Advent candle. And there's a button for this. You can see the video. Oh God, we light the fourth Advent candle of Advent, the candle of faith. We hear your angel Gabriel and witness the faith of Mary. Fill us with grace and light. Mary was a young, strong, spiritual woman. Even though her life was not easy, she heard God's voice and said yes. Her song was a prayer that would uplift those who were downtrodden. Her lyrics shattered the proud and called the world to change. She would bear within her the promised child, Jesus, the light of the world. This Advent, we respond to God's beckoning to us as well. Revealing God, visit us and fill us with your Spirit. Bring your good news to life within us. Give us courage to carry your light into the injustices and shadows of this world. Amen. Let's join together in the opening prayer. Our God calls us to prepare room for Jesus in our lives, but we do not always respond with full hearts or determined minds. Let us pray. God, our Creator, we thank you for this season, filled with testimonies to your great love for us. Lights and sounds bid us to praise you, but we are slow to rejoice. We have let our hearts be weighed down by the press of routine, our minds dulled with habit, our spirits chained by anxiety. Forgive us, we pray, and use this season to awaken us awe and joy at what you have done for us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And hear these words of assurance. Fear not. God's message of love is that all who seek him will find acceptance and assistance in living as God, Christ has taught. As you confess in that awareness, you discover that you are forgiven.